Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Who we got, father?
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and we got a jam-packed college football show for you guys today. We got one of the greatest fighters in combat sports history joining us later, Eddie Alvarez, to talk about his big fight against Mike Perry. We got Dave Mason from BetOnline coming in segment three to break down the sharp action in the sports betting market. And we got the world champion of Chicago on the show tonight, Mr. David Kapp. Kapp, what's going on, brother?
What's up, my guy? Everybody good? It's good to be back on your show, man. Royalty when I'm with you,
man. Everyone was loving you on last time, and I said, you know what, we got to bring Cap back. You're one of the best that, out there that does it. Next up, Matt Maltempis from the College Kids, one of my lead handicappers at the PhillyGodfather.com. Matt, how you feeling tonight?
I'm doing good, man. Every day's a good day. Every day's an amazing day. I'm ready to get to it, start some college football.
And the man, the myth, the legend, my mentor, the guy that brought me into this business almost 40 years ago, the Philly Roosters in the house.
That's all right. Let's do it. I'm ready to fire. Whenever Cap's around, I'm ready to fire.
Let's go, Rooster. That Marshall play you gave me last time didn't work out so well. I'm a little high on the wallet.
I think you mushed it, what happened, but we'll see.
Rooster was shooting blanks last time. All right, let's get down right down to business. Let me go to Cap first. Cap, what's your favorite college football pick of the week? Who do you like this week?
Well, first of all, I want to ask you guys what you think about the Harbaugh news today, because they have to have evidence for him all of a sudden to say, all right, I'll take the 2-game suspension that's left, and you drop this investigation, but the NCAA investigation continues. They've got to have evidence, right?
I mean, would they drop it if they had evidence, or is it maybe someone willing to testify? Like, you don't know what kind of evidence they do have and if it'll hold up and if it's actual factual. Russo, what do you think about the whole situation?
I got a different take on it. I think there was some kind of backdoor deal made here. The Big Ten went to Michigan. They gave them something. Maybe they promised they wouldn't take away any scholarships, because Michigan has all the power here. They can take their ball and go home, and the Big Ten basically has to fold. I mean, this college, the way these college teams are acting with the changing conferences, and I don't know. I think some kind of closed-door meeting was held between the two presidents, and they just hashed it out.
Cap, that's more in your area. I mean, what are you hearing out there in Chicago about what really happened here?
Like, there's so many Michigan fans here. This alumni base is huge. They are furious, and now they're furious. Not that he's going to miss the Maryland game, because I think they thumped Maryland. But they are furious that he's not going to coach the Ohio State game. But look, Jim is well-liked in Chicago, and there are a lot of people prior to this scandal that wanted him to come in and save the Bears. They're like, he's a Bear. He was a first-round pick. He has Ditka on his resume. He played for the coach. I just don't know if Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, now the president of the Bears, he and Jim have had some negative dealings, we'll call them. I'm just not sure he goes down that road to hire Harbaugh. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. All right, let's get right down to business. Let's start filing. Let me go to Philly Rooster first. Rooster, well, you know what? Let me go back to you, Cap. Cap, give everyone one of your favorite picks of the week this week.
I like Tennessee. I like Tennessee. Take the points. I think they have a very good shot. Not telling you they're going to win the game outright, but I think they're going to play Georgia really, really tough. And I'm taking the points with Tennessee.
Let me go to Rooster next. Rooster, you like Tennessee or you like someone else you want to give out?
I like Cal against Stanford at Stanford. Getting seven. I mean, it's sitting 6.5 right now. I have a feeling it's going to creep up to 7. But, you know, give me 7 points there on a 4-6 team up against 3-7 team. Similar competition. I just like Cal.
Matt Multeps from the College Kids. You ready to fire?
I am. I like the Oregon State over 62. You can find 62 out there. I think these teams score some points. Last week we saw Washington give up 28 first half points to Utah, and I think this Oregon State offense is going to run down their throat. I think they're going to give them some problems. So I do like the over there, over 62.
You keeping track, Rooster?
Because I'm keeping track. Well, baby.
Rooster recap at the end of the show. All right, that's good. I actually agree with Cat, man. I think Tennessee's defense is much better than Ole Miss's. Now, yeah, Georgia rocked last week, 52-17, but I think it's going to be a different game this week. So I agree with Cap there. But let's go to Friday night, man. The first couple weeks of the season, everybody was talking about Colorado. That hype kind of died down. Now they're going to Washington State. Washington State's laying 4, totals of 63. Let me go to Cap first. Cap, you got an opinion on this matchup?
So everybody now is off the Deion train, and he's saying, you better get me now because you're not going to get me next year. Washington State's a better team than their record would indicate. I think Washington State wins this game by double digits. I just don't think Colorado's very good.
Wow. Rooster, double digits. You heard that here from Cap. Do you agree with him or you like the other side? You like the dog?
All right. I sold my stock on Colorado week 2. I just knew once they got some film with this horrible offensive line, they can't block anybody. He's trying to protect his son. His rhetoric,
we lost rah-rah him.
Guy.
We lost him.
Oh, you got me back?
We got you back, baby. Back.
Yeah, he's a rah-rah guy. I don't think he's an X's and O's guy. I don't think he's ready for the big time. They're talking about him to A&M. I don't think it's a good fit at all. I'm with Cap here. I don't think they keep it close.
The one thing they do pretty well is they hold on to the football. They're one of the best teams in the country, not turning over the ball. And it's going to be a tough matchup, but let's everyone hold your thought. We're going to go to our next segment, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening to us on SiriusXM, watching us on SportsGrid TV, on Jacob Sports on YouTube, and we're live streaming the show on Twitter at Philly Godfather. All right, let's get back to what we were talking about. Colorado against Washington State. Let me go to Matt Multeps from the College Kids. Colorado's catching four and a half as a road dog here. Do you think they got a shot to cover the spread, or do you think Washington State beats them?
I think Colorado has a shot to cover. I mean, Washington State, they're 4-6 against the spread so far this year. Colorado, they're 6-3-1, so they've been pretty good. Both teams have had seven common opponents. Both teams 2-5 against those teams. But both of these teams are some of the most pass-heavy teams in the nation, ranking top five in passing play percentage. But on the defensive side, both teams are similar in opponent yards per completion rankings, but Colorado ranks about 40 spots higher in sack percentage, which is huge because anytime you can get to the quarterback, you might be able to cause some turnovers. I think that's really important coming into this game. And the big difference is, you know, interceptions made per game. Colorado's defense is tied for 31st in the nation in that metric, while Washington State, I mean, they rank 84th. So, you know, that's something big to think about. We have a total of 62.5. And both teams rank top 20 in seconds per play. So I kind of lean over here, and I'm leaning Colorado plus 4.5.
I kind of like Colorado too. I mean, you've covered three straight games. Washington State hasn't covered three straight games. And anytime Washington State was favored against Stanford, Arizona State, or Arizona, they didn't cover the game. I mean, they've been falling apart lately. I think they've lost, what, six straight? I know Colorado's lost, what, 1-7 the last eight. But it seems like Colorado down the stretch, they're still competing. In their last five losses, every game has been within one possession. And I still think they're fighting well. I think Washington State might have, you know, they might have surrendered for the season. I kind of like Colorado here, plus the points and on the money line a little bit. I think the game's a coin flip. I like Colorado State, man. I like Colorado State. But all right, let's switch up the topic. Championship odds. Let me go to Cap first. Cap, with all the distractions on the Michigan side right now, they're one of the favorites to win still a college football championships. It's them. It's Georgia. Who would you pick if you had to pick someone right now to win the whole thing? Or maybe Oregon coming out of left field. They're starting to play some good football, Cap. Who do you like?
Look, Georgia's an amazing program. They've won two straight. They're awesome. I just don't think they're quite where they were the last 2 years. And so I don't think they're the best team in the country. I don't believe in Kyle McCord, the Ohio State quarterback. I think he's okay. I love Marvin Harrison, Abuka. They're loaded up there. They got an iron gate in front of them. Can they beat anybody? Sure. I just don't think their quarterback play in the end in a championship-level game gets it done. So I'm on Oregon and Bo Nix.
Wow. And he's the favorite right now to win the Heisman as well. I mean,
I've got a ticket that pays significant money that I got in August on Marvin Harrison. I'm still hoping he rolls in there and steals it.
Well, we took him at 30-1. I actually, you know, I own a property in the city that's right next to Marvin Harrison's, and I've owned it for years. We've been neighbors down there for, what, 30 years. And I was getting whispers before the season started, bet on my kid to win the Heisman. Bet on my kid he's going to have a big year.
He's a great player, man.
Yeah, he's a game changer. He's one of those guys that can change the whole outcome of a game. That's how good that kid is. Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, right now, you got Florida State at plus what, 950, Ohio State plus 800, Oregon's down to 8-1, Alabama at plus 650. We've been talking about them for a while. It looks like Jalen Milroe's starting to gel. He's putting up some big numbers lately. I think at five of the last seven games, he threw for a ton of yards. Who do you like to win it all if you had to pick a team right now?
If I had to pick a team right now, I'm going with Michigan. I think this coaching issue really galvanized this team. I mean, their assistant coach was on the sideline crying, which I thought was bizarre. But that was weak. And it was weird because it kind of looked like he was fake crying to me. Like it was a set of, this is what we're going to do if we win. I'm going to fake cry. But, I think it galvanized the team. I mean, that team loves Harbaugh. And I can't say it. The guy's got no personality at all. He looks weird in those glasses. I mean, the guy makes a ton of money. Go buy a decent pair of glasses.
Yeah, but he must be one of the best guys on. I mean, those kids love him.
They love him.
Loves him. They're rallying around him. Like, this could be a game changer. It kind of reminds me when the Eagles were underdogs and they were wearing the mask, and something like this could really make this team, the fans, base, everyone rally around him, and they could go into playoffs and shock some people.
Yeah, and if they squeak by Ohio State, you know, without Harbaugh on the sidelines, now he's got game prep all week. He's there literally till game time. Then he's got to leave. I don't know. I kind of like Michigan here in this spot. I know it's only plus 215, and there's some bigger dogs, and I love the big dogs, but I think Michigan's going to take this thing this year.
Does Alabama scare you at all?
Alabama scares me. So does Oregon. They're both strong teams. I mean, Georgia, of course, I'm kind of with Cap on the quarterback situation there. I don't trust them. But I think Michigan's the team of destiny this year.
I hope so. I'm holding a 9-1 ticket on them. Matt Multepis from the College Kids. Matt, if you had to pick a team right now, who are you picking?
I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, Ohio State 18-1. And I'm still backing Ohio State at 8-1. I do think they run these last two games. And, you know, when I saw that Michigan game against Penn State, it really it showed me a little weakness in Michigan in my eyes. And I think Ohio State's better than both, you know, Penn State and Michigan. And I really do think Ohio State has a shot to take home the trophy this year. I think the issues with Harbaugh and company, the team, I think it's going to show. I mean, I really do like Ohio State. I think McCordon actually gets it done. So
let me go to Cap. Cap, last game of the season, Michigan's going to be basically a 4 to 5 point favorite against Ohio State. Who's the best player on the field? Is Marvin Harrison the best player on that field that day? And is he going to be the difference in that game?
He is by far the best player on the field. But as you taught me a long time ago, how are you up in the trenches? Both teams are really, really good. They've got 5 stars all over the place. Who has the advantage at quarterback? I have a friend who scouts in the NFL who is in love as an NFL quarterback with J.J. McCarthy. Loves him. Said, that guy may not be the fastest or the tallest or the strongest or the sexiest. He wins football games. He will be an excellent NFL quarterback. So I do think Michigan has the advantage. I'm not a Michigan guy. My college football coach was Tressel. So I played for one of the Tressels. I want Ohio State to close it out and win the championship. I just think Michigan's a better team.
Yeah, and I think McCarthy right now has the best QBR in college football. So he's steady. He doesn't lose your game. So he might be right. All right. That's what was that?
No, I was going to say the problem with Michigan is they haven't versed with anyone. And, you know, when McCarthy went up against Penn State, I mean, he was 7-for-8 for 60 yards.
They never threw it the second half, Maddie.
They didn't throw it at all. But that's the why.
Yeah, they didn't have to. Because Franklin's an idiot and he doesn't know how to coach. So they knew that they watched this guy on film. They said, we don't have to do anything to beat this team. They're going to beat themselves. And he was right.
Yeah, did you hear Kyle Shanahan? Kyle Shanahan, after the NFC title game, I think Garoppolo threw like 6-7 passes. They said, why? You're a throwing guy. Why would you not throw? Why did you run? Because it was effing working. That's why they ran to death and got to the Super Bowl. So it worked.
If you guys remember, Trent Dilfer completed 12 passes for the Ravens and won a Super Bowl. So whatever it takes to win. I mean, whether you got to run the ball, whether you got to pass the ball.
I don't know if they've had to look their strength of schedule. Yeah. It's weaker than Georgia's.
You're right.
Yeah. No, I mean, Georgia's strong. And we're going to find out last game of the season.
Alabama's a good pick there, Steve.
Yeah, we were talking about them like 3-4 weeks ago when the price was so much higher.
Yeah, it was 22-1.
Yeah, and we're like, you know what? You know he's going to put it together. You know they're going to start John later on in the season. You know that you knew that kid started off slow, Milrow, and you knew he was going to get it together. He's an amazing athlete. So, but now it's down to
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Boys, season's greetings to you all.
You know, plus 650. I don't know if it's worth, taking a nibble on them, but still, they're dangerous. Georgia's dangerous. I think Michigan's dangerous. Georgia kind of scared me because last week they were 11-point favorites and they blew out Ole Miss which is a pretty good football team, but their defense ain't the best. And Carson Beck, he's been looking better and better every week. I think he's thrown for over 300 yards in five of the last 7 weeks. So he's starting to impress me a little bit more. Early in the season, he had some struggles. It's gonna be tough down the stretch, man. You know, you got to beat the man to be the man. So someone's going to have to beat Georgia, or else it's going to be Georgia all over again.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And we got our special guest live from Costa Rica, Mr. Dave Mason from Bet Online. Dave, you there?
I'm here. How you guys doing? Hello.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
We hear you, man. What's going on down
here? All right, man.
Everything good?
Yeah, all good, man. All good.
You ready to fire? You ready to give out some sharp information for everyone that's listening out there?
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. Let's go.
Now, Cap, do you know Dave from Bet Online?
I know all about Bet Online. I don't know Dave, but it's an honor to be on with him.
Likewise.
All right, let's go to the first game on the board, game 329-330. Georgia's laying 10 on the road. Total, I think, is 58.5 at BetOnline. They're playing at Tennessee. Which way is the sharp money going in this one? Who's the public betting, and what's the bet splits?
Yeah, we're at 10 and 58, open 10 and 59. This is getting the most action out of any game on the board by far, especially Georgia. 66% of the money and 84% of the early bettors are on the dogs. Got a little bit of sharp on the Vols at plus 10.5.
All right, let's go to the next game on the board, 333-334, Louisville at Miami. Miami's been a turnover machine all season. This game's basically a pick 'em, I think, of 46.5. Is that the same number down there?
Yeah, pick 46.5, open cards, minus 1 and 46.5. 65% of the cash is on Miami, 58% of the bettors so far are on Louisville. Low action so far, a little bit of sharp on Miami, plus 2.
All right, next game on the screen, 376-377. Utah on the road at Arizona. Game's a pick in 44.5. What's the breakdown in this one?
Yeah, we have it at Arizona minus 1 and 45, open 1 and 45.5. Very low volume so far, 63% of the money and 55% of the bettors are on the Wildcats. Nothing sharp as of yet.
Before we go to the next college football game, there's a big fight coming up. Eddie Alvarez, Mike Perry. You guys got odds up on it yet or no?
Yeah, we actually opened yesterday. Or maybe, no, it was this morning, actually. We opened Mike Perry, 260, took some sharp action right away, ran it up to 300, and now it's settled for now at Perry, minus 275. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that one, man. That's going to be a show for sure.
Yeah, it should be a great fan. We got Eddie actually coming on the next segment. Awesome. So. We're going to ask him a ton of questions. All right, let's go to the next game on the board, 379-380. Washington, I think this game opened up Washington minus 1 on the road, and now Oregon State's a 2.5-point favorite. Is that correct?
Yeah, Oregon State's 2.5-point favorite, 62.5. We opened picking 64. Bets are 50-50. 53% of the cash is on the Beavers. Sharp Huskies plus 3.5. Beavers picks are two-way and under 64.5.
Oh, so the sharp money's expecting that to be a real close game, huh? They took both sides?
Yeah, to both sides, absolutely. Yes.
All right, next game on the screen, 383-384, UCLA at USC. USC's 6.5-point favorite, total 65.5.
Yep, those odds are current here at BetOnline as well. Open 5.5 and 65. Low volume, believe it or not, 53% of the bettors on USC, 54% of the cash is on UCLA. Sharp on Bruins, plus 7.
All right, next game. Last game on the board, we got 351-352, Purdue lane 3 at Northwestern. Is that the same number you guys got down there at BetOnline?
Yeah, 3 and 47, open Northwestern minus 1, actually, in 48. Bets are 50-50. 83% of the cash is on Purdue, however, some sharp, a little bit on Purdue, minus 1, over 46.5 and under 48, so two-way on the total.
All right, Dave, if you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media, if you got any promos down there at BetOnline AG before we let you go.
Yes, sir. At Dave Mason, B-O-L. Come over to BetOnline.ag/promotions. That's the promotions page where you see all the deposit bonuses. You know, got 100% for crypto, 50% for other methods. Again, betonline.ag/promotions for all the terms and conditions and promo codes.
One more question. BKFC, do you see it growing? I mean, a lot of people are talking about this fight. What kind of handle are you guys expecting on this matchup?
Yeah, it'll be good, man. I mean, BKFC is growing. It's fun, man. I mean, we were like the first to offer odds on it, you know, years back when it was just, you know, small league, but we saw potential. So we're like, we need to open odds on this and, you know, start out slow, but absolutely. I mean, this fight will get really good action. Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be, you know, two big name fighters and two warriors. These guys are going to go at it. I mean, you got to be a warrior being BKFC, man. There's right? No faking it, you know. Not that MMA guys or wimps, but you know, it's not going to be wrestling and jujitsu, which, hey, great skills and all, but this is going to be a bloodbath. So
yeah, it usually is. And I know Eddie since he was a kid. We used to box together at Front Street Gym.
Oh, nice.
In Philly at Frankfurt and Clearfield. Frankie Kubak was the guy that ran the gym. Awesome. I remember the first day I seen him in the gym, I said, that kid's pretty tough, and he's become one of the best combat sports fighters ever. All right, Dave, we'll see you in the NFL show. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Awesome, man.
See you, Dave.
Later, guys.
All right, let's talk a little Heisman odds. We already know who Cap likes. He likes Bo Nix, and he's currently the favorite at +110.
No, I like Harrison.
Oh, you like Harrison? Oh, you got a big ticket on. You took him at what, 30-1 or 22-1?
I got him at 20-1.
20-1, that's still a great number.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is down to +320. Michael Penix, who was the favorite for a while, he's at +380. Marvin Harrison Jr. down to 450. We gave him out at 30-1, at 22-1, at 20-1 back in the early summer. Jordan Travis at 60-1, and then McCarthy's at 100-1. So it's basically the first one, two, four guys we talked about. Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, if you got to pick a guy right now, who's your Heisman Trophy winner?
I mean, it's Nix's to lose, but you know, you can't take +110. It's not even worth the bet. So I think I got to jump with Cap. I mean, we gave out Harrison 4 or 5 weeks ago. And I think he's got a shot. He's got the name behind him. He's very popular. People love watching him. He dominates the game. I think out of those, Marvin Harrison, let me take +450.
Rooster, especially if they win at Michigan.
Yeah, and he has a big game. That's going to put him on the spotlight.
Couple tutties at Michigan, and they put the Wolverines, euthanize them, and put him down.
Yeah, he gets a 3-yard pass with like an 80-yard run. He's a powerful kid.
He is.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Cap. What if he has a monster game and they lose?
If he has a monster game on national TV, I think it does a lot for him. It does.
I think so too. All right, we got Eddie Alvarez, one of the greatest combat sports fighters of all time. Eddie, you there?
Yeah. What up, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Eddie? How's it going?
I was just talking about first time I saw your Front Street Gym, man, years ago when you were a young kid with Frankie Kubak. And I said to myself, that's one tough kid. And now we're here, man. One of the biggest fights of the year against Mike Perry. I don't want to talk about the spread or the line, but right now he's a big favorite. He's a 3-1 favorite, right around 75% implied probability to beat you. I know he's 3 inches taller than you. I know he's got a 2-inch height advantage. How are you planning on fighting this guy, the bigger guy here? I mean, going to fight him inside? Or are you going to try to box him? Or, I mean, what's the game plan here? Not giving away too much.
Call me a dog, Steve, because that's what I am.
A hungry dog.
Hey, I'm Philadelphia, baby. That's what we do. So when I won my world title for the UFC, I was exactly a 3-1 underdog. So all it meant was Philadelphia won a lot of money. I made a lot of my friends happy. So your odds, I mean, like, I don't want nothing against you guys. I love you all, but your odds mean dog shit to me.
I love it.
they always have. My imagination's much greater than your numbers. So, yeah,
and he can box. Listen, people don't know this about Eddie. Can box, he can punch, and you know, Perry. What's he got? 8-9 losses. He's lost a bunch of times. So,
Perry's been a 500 fighter in the UFC, in the MMA. But when he crossed over, he's kind of finding himself, finding his roots. But also, this style for him is a very good style. This bare knuckle style is good for him. He thrives in it. But we like normally. You know, history shows when I get guys like this, guys with a history of violence, who They're violent. They come forward. They throw a lot of punches, and they're known for this style. This is my style. No one's beaten me in this style. When I get beaten, it's usually by guys like more tactical, rangier, more intelligent. This style, this hard nose, take a punch, give a shot style, I'd live for this. I thrive for it. So I'm just as interested as you guys are and the fans are to be in there with this guy and feel this shit. So I don't have much longer. I have 2 more weeks. And you know, it all this game plan and this path to victory is gonna all come together.
I was gonna ask a question real quick. It's Matt Waltepas. So you talked about how, you know, your pony, he went to different styles, different arenas, and now he's found his way in bare knuckles, right? How about you? Because you went from the UFC, you were in the UFC, then you went to ONE, right? And then now you're in bare knuckles. How is that transition for you in training, fighting, and style?
Because I don't – so, like, no matter what I've done in the past or whatever, you put me in track and field, football, wrestling – I'm a champion. I'm going to find the way to win. My habits and my character are the reason I win. It has nothing to do with the sport itself. So if you give me enough time to learn something, learn a sport or whatever, just my list of traits and how I behave is going to allow me to win it. So it's not about bare knuckle. It's not about MMA, boxing, or any sport of that matter. It's about me applying the same exact rules I do to everything. You know, waking up early, going to bed late, obsessing.
Training like a champion. That's what it comes down to. Hold that thought, Eddie. We're going to have to go to our...
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
To a break in about 15 seconds. Yep. I want everyone to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN and they'll match your deposit up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com. Promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $100. Eddie, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We're talking to Eddie Alvarez.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. You're listening to us on SiriusXM, watching us on SportsGrid TV and Jacob Media on YouTube, and we're live streaming the show also on Twitter at Philly Godfather. We're talking to one of the best combat sports fighters in history, Eddie Alvarez. We're talking about his big fight against Mike Perry. Eddie, real quick, it's in Salt Lake City, right? The altitude's kind of high up there. Have you changed anything about your training to maybe compensate for the altitude out there, or are you just training the same exact way?
Same way, yeah. I just fought 6 months ago in Colorado, and it's kind of double, I think, what Salt Lake City is. In the past, I fought Mexico City, which is the worst of them all. I think if you're ready to fight, you're ready to fight.
Did you feel anything different when you fought in Mexico City? Did it affect you at all, or you were just in such great shape it didn't even slow you down a little bit?
No, I know like five fighters on that card gassed out, turned purple pretty quick in. By the second round, guys were turning red and purple and throwing up outside the ring. But I think before I even had a chance to have it affect me, I think I got my nose and orbital broke pretty quick in the fight. And I think that helped me because maybe my adrenaline kicked in and I was in fight or flight. So I never really got a chance to worry about altitude, height, or anything like that. So that might have gave me a boost. And I ended up coming back and gassing my guy out and winning. But, yeah, I'm not a big – I don't play that stuff. I get ready. I show up in whatever country I'm fighting in, whether it's the United States, Russia, Canada, Costa Rica, you name it, and we're going to rumble. I don't
Have you gone away from camp, or are you training in Philly right now, or where are you at?
Right now I'm at the NAC, Newtown Athletic Club, one of my favorite places on earth. I'm with Coach Mark Henry. We work in the Dungeon of Greatness with Coach Mark Henry. I'm at Chaos Boxing Gym, which is in Philadelphia, with Bobby Kane, Ray Robinson, and a few other guys there. Got some great sparring over there.
Is Ray still fighting, or are you just training now?
Ray's training right now, but I'm trying to suck him back to the dark side.
He was a good fighter, man. I used to train Waheed Rahim, who now trains Stephen Fulton Jr., and he told me Ray was one of the guys he hated sparring with because of his, you know, his style, his reach, and he was a problem for a lot of people.
Ray Robinson's a problem, but I think same issue with Bernard Hopkins, Hagler, all the greats in history. You know, them South Poles, I don't get – they just have trouble getting a career going and this and that. So I've been with them. I've seen them beat the best in the world. The kid from the UK – undefeated kid from UK, Russia – damn near, I think he beat Sean Porter, and he just gets a shit side of it. So fucking sucks as a friend to see it, but the guy's a
tough business. Tough business, man. Tough business. All right, Eddie, if you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media, the date of the fight, and let us know exactly how you're going to knock him out, because I'm betting you on the knockout, man.
The fight's going to be December 2nd in Salt Lake City, Utah. You can get it on pay-per-view or go on the BKFC app. Just follow me at E Alvarez Fight. That's where I'm at on Twitter and Instagram. Thank my sponsors, Get Shit Done. Make sure you grab these ridiculously good. And, midway through the day when I need a pep, that's when I get the Get Shit Done. As far as a fight prediction, I leave it to the fight gods, but I don't see, I mean, between me and him, I for sure this fight doesn't go to distance, and I think I could see the referee jumping in and stopping this whole thing. I'm going to hit this motherfucker a lot. And I don't think anybody, you know, who's part of an athletic commission is going to let this go on. So I could see the referee getting in there by round 4, I'd say, and stopping what's going on. So that's my prediction.
Man, I love it. Thanks for coming on, Eddie, man. You're one of the best. Thank you so much.
I'm betting Eddie. I can tell you that right fucking now.
I'm all over Eddie now.
He's confident, Eddie. He's confident.
Yeah.
Love it.
I watched an interview earlier in the day, and Platinum Mike Perry was talking so much smack, and Eddie was just calm, cool, and collective. And he just told him, I'm going to pick you apart. And I believe him. I mean, he's confident.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm doing it.
All right, let's go back to college football. Let me go to Matt Maltempis from the College Kids first. You got Louisville at Miami. Game's basically a pick 'em, 46.5. You like anyone in this matchup?
Yeah, when we look at common opponents, Louisville's 3-0 against those common opponents, and Miami's 1-2. Miami's a team that's going to strike you through the air, ranking 49th in passing play percentage. When we look at Louisville's defense, they rank 102nd in opponent yards per completion. Meanwhile, we all know the Cardinals, they love the ground game. The Hurricanes, they rank number 6 in the nation in opponent yards per rush. This is going to be the best run-stopping team they have faced all year statistically. The second-best team would be NC State, who ranks 26th in opponent yards per rush. And Louisville only put up 13 points against that team. So on top of all that, I think Miami has had a harder strength of schedule. Both teams rank, pretty slow in seconds per play, 100th and 111th. That said, I like Miami at home at a pick. And I like the under 47 here as well.
Let me go to Rooster next. Rooster, I mean, this Miami team's pretty talented, but they've been turning the ball over like crazy, and that's been costing them a bunch of games. I think they're ranked like 105th in the nation in turnover margin. You think they beat this Louisville team?
Yeah, when I saw this line, it kind of looks like a trap line to me, a pick. I mean, it's almost too easy. Miami at home, they're the better team, better roster, more 4 and 5 stars up and down the board. They almost won last week. I mean, they were in that game till the end. Yeah, I like Miami a lot here, but it almost feels like a trap, and that's the only thing that's not making it a burial for me.
And Vegas never gives out no free money, right, Rooster?
That's the problem. So when you see lines like this, you think they should be at least 3 at home, you say to yourself, wait, hold on a second. There's something going on here.
That's true. Cap, who do you like in this matchup, Cap?
I actually like Miami because I read a great article where the players just love playing for Mario Cristobal. He's 5-2 as a home dog against the number. Mario Cristobal is a really good freaking coach. I know he fucked up a game earlier. He is locked in. Miami wins this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, I like Miami too. I just think there's a better team top to bottom on that roster. As long as they don't turn the ball over, they should beat this team. And all they got to do is win here to cover. They're at home. This is a big game for them. You know, they played Florida State tough last week. Came down to the wire. If they didn't lose a turnover about last week, the game would have been a little closer. I like Miami too. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. Utah's a pick at Arizona. Let me go to Matt Maltepas. Matt, who you like in this matchup?
Yeah, Utah's been good against the spread all year, 6-3-1. But Arizona, I mean, they've been amazing. They're third best in the nation at 8-2 against the spread. On top of that, Arizona also has a better margin of victory than Utah, and they have the third best against the spread plus minus in the nation. Both teams, you know, four common opponents. They're both 2-2, but Arizona has a much better margin of victory against those common opponents than Utah does. These teams are, you know, a little bit different in their offensive approach. Utah loves to run the ball, and then they like to run the ball some more. Meanwhile, Arizona, you know, they're aired out a bit. But I look at Utah's defense, and they haven't been the best, man. Their pass defense ranking 80th in opponent yards per rush. They do have a good defensive line, though. But the Wildcats, I mean, they're ranked 20th in opponent yards per rush, and Utah loves to run that ball. You know, I find it hard not to like Arizona to pick here at home. I didn't bet it yet, but I would lean that way if I had to pick.
Cap, Arizona hasn't beaten Utah in like 8 years, I think, if I'm correct.
0-7 ATS before they play ASU, which is their big, big rival. I think they've lost six in a row straight up in this series. Utah, give me them by double digits.
Are you betting on their line? Just fired on the – what can you get on that? You probably get like plus 400
on that. Utah is going to smash them. You know that this would be – let me look at my notes. This is Kyle Whittingham's 100th victory in the conference in his career. He's a hell of a football coach. Utes running Utes, blow them out.
Rooster, Cap's got me fired up, man. I don't know. You agree with him or not?
I think this line is absolutely correct. Pick is the right line here. These are two evenly matched teams. Arizona turns the ball over a little bit too much. Utah is very conservative. I like nothing on the side here, but I do like the total under 44.5. I think with the way Utah runs this ball, the clock's just going to keep marching along. Arizona's going to start playing a little bit like them, because that's what happens in these games. When you're against a team that stays on the field offensively and maybe only gets a field goal,
you want to stay on the field.
Yeah, exactly. You want to give your defense a little rest. And I notice it's a trend, especially in college. They start playing like the opponent. So I like under 44.5 here.
I don't know. Arizona's kind of like the Rodney Dangerfield of college football this year. I mean, they're better than what the record indicates. They lost two games in overtime. I don't know if Utah can score with them. They do have a slightly better defense. And like Russo said, Arizona turns the ball over a little bit too much. I think they're ranked 88th in the country in the turnover margin. As long as Arizona doesn't lose the turnover battle here, I think they win the game at home. I like Arizona. All right, let's go to the next game on the board, 379-380. Big game. Washington at Oregon State, and now Oregon State's favorite. Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids first. Matt, who do you like here?
So, yeah, I mean, looking at this Washington-Oregon State game, I told you guys earlier I like the over, but I dive into it a little bit. Oregon State, you know, they have the highest margin of victory against all the common opponents. So Oregon State has a higher margin of victory against common opponents. Washington's very pass-heavy team coming in at 10th in pass percentage in the nation. Even though Oregon State's defense is more suited to stop the run, they still have a top 10 defensive line sack percentage. So I think they're going to be coming after Michael Penix. The Beavers run heavy offense. Washington has had trouble against the run, coming in ranked 83rd in the nation in opponent yards per rush. I like Oregon State here a little bit, minus the 2.5. Dave Mason Keeman talked about how there's some sharp money on them early, the pick. And also, I like the over here, 62.
Yeah, the market actually went down. I think it opened 64-65.
Matt, you and I, a little dinner wager. When I get to Philly, we're going to bet this game because I'm going the other way. The last two times Washington was an underdog, they beat both Texas and Oregon. Washington, UW, the Husky dogs bark. They win it by a touchdown.
We got Mark is in position with you there, Carrie. I'm hoping Washington wins. I got a 5-1 ticket on them to win the Pac-12. But this is scaring me. I mean, Oregon's odds to make the playoffs now are better than Washington's. And this line's moving the wrong way. Man, it's a scary game. Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, who do you like in this matchup?
I like the dog. I mean, give me 2.5 points. I'll buy the 3-20 here. Washington's 10-0. I don't think they're going to be stopped this year. This is their year. I just think they're the better ball club. It doesn't matter. They went on the road. I'll take the +3-20.
You know what scares me a little bit about these Huskies this week is the only run-heavy teams they have faced are Tulsa, Boise State, and Utah, right? And Tulsa and Boise State, they're not top-tier competition like, you know, some of these other teams.
Right.
In Utah, they put up 28 points first half against that Washington defense. You know, I think Oregon State gives them some problems, man. I really do. I don't know.
Bruce, are you suggesting to buy it to 3? Or just wait, maybe it gets there?
I'll wait till the end because I think, if anything, it'll creep up on the home team. But if I see it going to 2, yeah, buy the 3 if you're going to bet Washington.
Buy the 3, yeah. I kind of like
– it's only 20 cents in college. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. I kind of like – ah, it's tough, man. I mean, 3 is such a key number in college football and the NFL. If it gets to 3, 3.5, I guess you got to take Washington, man. It's you know, they're a tough matchup, though. The market's going against us. Anyway, I want everyone to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N.
And hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Match your deposit up to $100, and we'll be right back with the Rooster recap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. Kat, I want to thank you for coming on. Before we go to the Rooster recap, if you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media, and you got one of the best YouTube pages out there as well.
They can find me on YouTube at The Recap, R-E-K-A-P. We have daily content. They can catch me at The Cap Man on both Twitter and on Instagram. And I want that sweatshirt that Matt's wearing. That thing is awesome, man.
You like this one? It's pretty cool, right?
Where'd you get that?
Honestly, I got it online. I forget where, but I will make sure to get you one of these.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do you one better. I have the actual comic book, Muhammad Ali versus Superman. I'll send it out to you.
I can't compete with that. I'm going to Google. As soon as we get off, I'm going to Google search that hoodie because that is awesome. It's always an honor to be on with you guys. Always.
Thank you so much, man. Rooster, recap real quick before we let Cap go.
Here we go, Matt. College kids, Oregon State over 62, Colorado +4.5, Colorado over 62.5, Ohio State +8-1 to win it all, Miami at a pick, Miami under 47, Arizona at a pick, Oregon State small, Godfather, Tennessee +10.5, Colorado +4 and the money line, Miami at a pick, Arizona at a pick, Washington +3. The Catman, Tennessee +10.5, big. Washington State -4. Oregon +8-1 to win it all. Miami at a pick. Utah at a pick big, and Washington plus 2.5 by double digits.
I think you said both teams by double digits.
Yeah, everything's double digits with Cap.
No, Washington, I said by a touchdown. Washington by a touchdown.
Okay, okay.
Roosters. I'm just happy Roosters done beating us up on that Cowboys-Eagles game, and that was rough for a little bit.
Well, we're getting to the NFL show. Don't worry.
I don't want everyone to stay tuned. We'll be back with our NFL show. Cap, thanks again for coming on. You're the best on the planet, man. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Love being with you guys. You're the best.
Thank you so much. And I want everyone to check out UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $100. Rooster, real quick, one more game. Real quick, we got 5 seconds.
I'll throw it out. Northwestern plus 3.
There you go. Have a good one, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.